So we need the sacrifice. Then we need the darshan. And we need the other increments of the samskaras for the little children. They get their namakarana and their first feeding and their education, and each samskara at the proper time, whether they understand it or not, the impressions are going into their subconscious mind. Whether they understand it or not, their habit pattern of something happening just for them, the beautiful temples, will cycle them back, whether they leave and go into the Western world of drugs, sex, promiscuity, gangs, they will cycle back. How do I know? We're on email. And we and the young people are on Hotmail. And they occasionally write to us and tell us, I've read your site of Hinduism today, the other things you have on your website. I've listened to your talks, and now I'm going to the temple. I was in a gang. I was having drug experiences, alcohol experiences. I hated my family because of the way I was raised and pressured and hit and verbally abused. Hated them. One boy said, I hate my father, I hate him, I hate him, I hate him, I hate him, I hate him. He's in a drunken state. He was whipped and cursed to make him a better student. You make somebody feel bad so they'll do better. What a kind of psychology is that? Anyway, that's what happens. But now I go to the temple. It's one of our big temples in the United States, well-established temples. It's better than a drug experience. It's better than getting drunk. And he's joined a new gang. The spiritual community that is regular in attendance in the temple, a new gang. And the satisfaction that these young people are getting by cycling back shows that what Swami Chinmayananda said and got criticized for without mercy when he first came to America, you people are raising a bastard generation. But we can see now that the bastard generation is becoming a spiritual generation. They've cycled through the American scene of drugs and promiscuity, gangs, and coming out at the feet of the gods, listening to the priests chant in a language they do not know, a language they do not have to know the meaning of, an uplifting language, a language that has vibration built within it. And they are feeling from the sanctum sanctorum, the temples, the darshan, the vibration that is uplifting them, inspiring them. Better than drugs, better than getting drunk, and joining the gang of the spiritual community, the core of the community, the regular temple congregation. Why is it the core of the community? These people had to get up. They had to go to the temple while others of their community got up, turned on the TV, put their feet up, and are watching some program. Thinking, I should be going to the temple, but I think I'll stay home, fight with the wife, yell at the children. But others, the spiritual people, the people that have little energy in their spine, come to the temple, and they are the core of the community. And we see all over the world a Hindu community coming up. The other communities going down. It is a worry to the Baptists. It is a worry to the Catholics. It is a worry to Islam. It is a worry to all of the Abrahamic religions that the spirit of the Sanatana Dharma, the spirit of this insidious religion, it is beyond science but does not conflict with science. Science is catching up to an all-pervasive energy that pervades the universe. Science is catching up to the law of karma and reincarnation. And we have these three, only these three, well established within our psyche, which means soul and subconscious mind. We are not Jewish, we're not Muslim, and we're certainly not Christian, because these three, existence of God everywhere, all pervasive prana, karma, that unfailing force that we send out from us in thought, word, and deed, and comes back to us without fail, either through a group or an individual or within ourselves. And reincarnation, those are heresy to the Abrahamic religions. Many thousands of Arda Hindus, those who have a Hindu first name and haven't come all the way, or just people, have accepted this from their own personal inner search, their own personal experience of what life is all about. That's why Sanatana Dharma will never go away. That's why it has never gone away.